You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, everybody. This is Ruta Lee, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, author, guest Dee Wallace. Dee Wallace, actress, author, teacher, radio host, star of E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Just Add, Magic Critters, Cujo's 13 Fanboy, The Nest, and many other movies and TV series. Calendar year 2022 marks the 40th anniversary of the release of E.T. Dee's latest book, Born, Giving Birth to a New You, shows how spirituality, brain science, and religion not only teach the same principles, but can all help us create the life we want by accepting the power of love. Born is available Amazon.com. Wherever books are sold online. We mentioned earlier that Dee has released another book, a children's book, called Bupalopaloo and the I Love Me's, the most powerful little bear on the planet. Bupalopaloo and the I Love Me's, also available Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Before we went to break, Dee was telling us how Born was a book that she wanted to write for a long time, but before she could write Born, she had to first solidify the principles of the zero point, which we talked about earlier in our conversation, and what she calls the three pillars of alignment: how we see ourselves, how we see the world, and how we see the world seeing ourselves, as we pick up the conversation. And I know this, being a creative person myself, you have to be ready to tell the story you want to tell when you tell it, whether you tell it orally, whether you tell it in a TED talk, which you've done, or whether you do it in book form.
Yep, absolutely. But again, you see, that brings us back to, you have to choose first. What story do you want to tell? Any writer, any actor, any director will tell you, we can't tell the story until we're sure about what the story is and the point of view that we're taking on the story. And then the story kind of unfolds itself. Guys, all I can tell you is I live this every day, and life for me is miraculous. It's just simply miraculous. And stuff shows up that I don't even know is out there. That's not your job. Your job is to go, you know, I'm successful, and I love it, and I'm healthy, and I love it, and I love the relationships I'm in, and I want to put a lot of good out into the world. Okay, universe, let's go. And the universe will create it better for you than you can ever imagine. Okay. I have so many stories. I tell a lot of them.
Yes.
In Born,
Giving Birth to a New You by Dee Wallace, available Amazon.com, BarnesNoble.com, where books are sold online, as well as Bupalopaloo, the new children book that Dee wrote, Bupalopaloo and the I Love Me is the most powerful little bear on the planet, available Amazon.com, where books are sold online. We kind of teased this a little bit in our open, D. How did E.T. teach all the principles of creation to you?
Well, have you seen the movie?
Not in a while.
You know, we've all been hearing it through movies and songs. And, for example, Peter Pan, think happy thoughts and you fly. And then you get to go to Neverland, right? Think happy thoughts. Wizard of Oz, you had the power all along, Dorothy. Right? And E.T., which is the big principle of mine of self-love. Keep your heart open. Keep your heart open, and you will get to the home that you want to get to. We've been hearing it, and on a more grounded note, you know, I was raised in a very poor family, somewhat religious, and I was taught, you know, they're the rich people, we're the good people. And God loves you if you're humble and poor more than he loves the rich. Well, then I star in E.T., and I'm the flavor of the month, and lots of money's coming in, and I'm going, oh, my God, I'm one of them. And I had to step back and take a really strong look at all my teachings that I was given and go, you know what? I don't believe that now. Now that I realize what's going on, I don't believe that I can't be a good person and be loved by God and make a lot of money. Because I know that I'm a choice about what I'm going to do with that money. And I help so many people, and I help so many charities, and I help my family, and I help my friends. But a lot of us are taught that.
Yeah.
And that's why I invite everybody to go listen to my TED Talk. Just put in TED Talk D. Wallace. Because you don't realize that you have created your entire life on the belief systems that you were taught by 8 years old. Your brain was finished and locked in around your self-esteem, how you see yourself, how you see the world, and how you think the world is seeing you. 8 years old, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we build all our lives on that, and we think because we've built on erroneous beliefs that weren't true that that's the way life is.
Yeah.
But it's not. If you change your beliefs, you will change your life. I promise you.
And going back to the example you just gave about how the success of E.T. changed your life materially, that kind of speaks to a concept you talk about inborn called, I'm going to screw up how to pronounce this, resigive?
Resigive, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, because most people think receiving and giving are two separate things, but they're not. Energetically, as soon as you give, you receive. And as soon as you receive, you've given. Think of it as a big bear hug between two people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to happen at the same time. And I think when you start thinking of receiving and giving as one energetic whole, it takes on a new meaning.
It's also, in a way, it's giving yourself a bear hug, because it goes back to operating out of a source of love. And if you love yourself, you're going to be more receptive to giving. And if you're receptive to giving, by extension, the universe will give back to you.
Yes, and you know, who do we want to give everything to? The people we love.
Absolutely.
So we should be at the top of that list. And then our cup runneth over, and we have a lot more to share.
Well, our cup runneth over. Our time is about to runneth over. Can we go another 5 minutes, or is that going to mess up your schedule?
No, I'm yours, baby.
Okay, all right. Born, giving birth to a new you, available wherever books are sold online, as well as imdwallace.com. These other book, children's book, Bupalopaloo and the I Love Me's, The Most Powerful Little Bear on the Planet, also available amazon.com, wherever books are sold online.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You share a lot of stories from your personal life. You share a lot of stories about your acting life in Born, and how they help teach and affirm maybe affirms not the best word, but the principles of creation that we've been talking about and that you talk about in Born. One of my favorite stories about how you took the principles of creation to manifest something for yourself. You talk about this is something that happened within the last few years, and it led to a series that ran about 3 or 4 years, and it started from a basic intention.
Yeah. Yeah, I was teaching. I had a studio, and I thought, you know, I really want to do more acting, and I want to stay in town so I can still teach, and I want to be challenged, and I want to have fun, and I want to work with a lot of really talented people that I like. So a month and a half later, and oftentimes you got to understand that whatever you're creating right now shows up in the future, whether it's tomorrow or a month and a half. So a month and a half later, my agent calls and they said, Dee, they want to see you for a series. And I kind of smiled. She said, it's a comedy. I went, what? I don't really do comedy. But okay, I'll go. And it's mostly improv. I went, what? I don't do improv. But okay, I'll go. So I went in. I fell in love with the executive producer right away, who was also the writer and the director. And we script ideas, and then you just bring in your ideas. And I thought, well, gosh, that's kind of what I do anyway. Mm-hmm. So we started playing in the room, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm really good at this. Oh, my God, I'm really funny. I'm having so much fun. And he said, look, I'm going to do everything in my power to get the network to hire you. And by the way, you don't have to go to the network because there's no way we can audition improv. So I got everything I wanted in an entirely different way than I could have ever imagined it.
Because you're receptive.
And because I'm open to all possibilities. All possibilities. Let me tell you, I wrote down everything I wanted in my film career. A month and a half later, Steven Spielberg called and offered me E.T.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't audition for it. He offered it to me. I didn't even know it was out there. So for you to go, all right, I'm going to create this. I'm gonna make it happen. No, that's not your job. Your job is to be in love and harmony and joy with the big picture of what you want, and then allow the universe to create a lot of magic for you.
Dee Wallace's latest book, Born, Giving Birth to a New You, available wherever books are sold, as well as IamDWallace.com. Dee Wallace, also one of the stars who appear in Hollywood Museum Squares, the special 5-episode virtual tribute to Hollywood Squares that is available for viewing on demand through sellertickets.com. All proceeds from sales of Hollywood Museum Squares support the efforts of our friends at the Hollywood Museum. I don't remember you ever doing a game show before.
Oh, yeah, in my earlier career, I did. Don't ask me what they were. I can't tell you now. But I do remember doing some kind of game show because my nanny was with my baby, who I had to bring with me because I was still breastfeeding. So don't ask me what it was, but I have that core memory of that.
Well, that's let me ask you this, and this kind of touches on what we've been talking about today, is in a lot of ways when you appear on a game show or when you appear on a talk show, you know, like what we're doing right now, you're being yourself, and you know that can be hard for some actors because they're used to being another person. Whereas when you do a game show, you're being D.
I'm always D. I'm always D. Even when I'm playing a bad person, like in The Frighteners,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just look, we've all been everything. We all know, although I'm not sure I was ever a queen. But we've all experienced everything throughout our lifetimes, various lifetimes. And I have a lot of fun going in and pulling up those different parts of me.
Yeah.
And exploring them. That's fun for me. So, yeah. If you're interviewing me or I'm on a talk show or something, I'm just D.
Take it or leave it, baby. We'll take it. We will always take it. One of the parts of D that I'm going to imagine is fairly easy for you to channel is when you're playing a strong mama bear type, which you did in E.T.,
yes.
Which you did in Critters, which you do in Dark Christmas, which is an offbeat movie you did a couple of years ago. I remember we talked about it. I mean, it was a very physical, making that movie posed a physical challenge for you, but it's a classic horror movie and it's a classic D. Wallace role.
It's Red Christmas.
I'm sorry, Red Christmas. Red Christmas.
And I did it in Australia and had an absolute ball with the people down there. And I have a beautiful Hallmark movie on this week called Every Time a Bell Rings. It's so, so pretty, guys. It's a feel-good, really lovey movie. So if you're looking to feel good, it's on this week.
Well, we will look for that because it will probably air throughout the month of December. In the meantime, January is a time when we often, you know, sometimes want to reboot. And there's no better time to pick up a copy of Dee's latest book, Born, Given Birth to a New You, which will help you reach the zero point so that you can reboot, so to speak, and channel the energy that will help you achieve what you want to achieve in life and become the you that you want to be. Born, available wherever books are sold online, as well as Bupalopaloo and the I Love Me's, the most powerful little bear on the planet, also available Amazon.com. IamDWallace.com. D. Wallace, always a joy to chat with you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Oh, me too. It's been a ball. And happy holidays to all your listeners.
We'll continue our tribute to Will Ryan. We come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.